Okay.
All right. I'm sitting here with David Weigand, a wonderful, wonderful man that I spent 4 amazing days in London with, having the experience of my life, I would say. It really was. Like, I used to go to summer camp when I was younger, and it was probably the equivalent of summer camp for adults. It was absolutely amazing. It was 22 men who signed up for a pickup boot camp, but what it really ended up being, for me, at least from my point of view, was a social attraction boot camp is probably a better way of saying it, and I had a blast. And so I have David Weigand with me at my home, my 80s home. But yeah,
Duran, man, is right in the corner right now. I can see him coming out.
Yeah.
I spiked up my hair when I came in here because it was just such a... I still feel self-conscious that it's laying a little flat, but...
I'm into the 80s. It's my thing.
I got to tell you, I want to go back because this really resonated with me, what you said about... Where did you go to summer camp, by the way?
Camp Wahanawan.
Where was that?
Just outside of Toronto, about an hour and a half away.
Okay, so, I mean, you and I both grew up. I'm still stammering from jet lag. It's unbelievable.
Really?
I'm noticing it. Yeah, it's
no,
like...
No, I have it too.
I'm 8 days, and I'm still like, you. It's like I'm saying, like, I'm doing double words. Like, I'm actually talking to somebody. I'm actually talking you and you. But there's the invisible you sitting here with me. You and I grew up the same way.
Yeah.
Did you go on a teen tour?
No, I didn't do a teen tour. Okay. I didn't. Everybody else did. I went backpacking in Australia instead.
Same spoiled thing. Mm-hmm. Okay, so you and I mostly grew up very spoiled, all right?
Yeah.
And for those of you that were not spoiled, all right, for those of you whose parents did not ship you off for 8 weeks to a sleepaway camp and did not take you and let you go to tennis camp and all these other things, it's funny, when I was a kid growing up, I thought camp was one of the most annoying things in the entire world because I'm not a structure person, right? And there was too much structure. But what camp taught me was independence.
Mm-hmm.
It taught me freedom. It taught me to think for myself. It taught me to stand up for myself because I didn't like my bunk mates one time. I thought they were all, you know, remember you used the term fags, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I teased all of them. I didn't like them, but yet I had the support because I was popular. I had all the other guys on my side.
Yeah.
So I used to go and tease 8 guys and just make their life miserable the entire
summer.
I
did that
too. So we do things like that, but I got to tell you that when you said that to me about the boot camp being an adult, you know, the boot camp being an adult sleepaway camp, because that's really all it really was.
Yeah.
I started thinking to myself, it is that because... Here you have adults, and all of you are adults listening, hopefully.
Hopefully.
And all of you are caught up in your life, your day-to-day life. You know, you're caught up in your excuses, your fears why you don't meet women, mm-hmm. you're stuck in whatever job you have, you're climbing the corporate ladder, or you're successful enough to have your own business, whatever it might be, and you feel like you're stuck in your life. You go out on a Friday night, you do the same things over and over again on Friday nights and Saturday nights, and it's not, I know I'm making it sound boring, but life...
No, but life is boring.
Life is boring.
It is.
Yeah, life is redundant.
Yeah.
And it's funny, we literally spent 4 days at camp,
mm-hmm.
and London was our campground.
Yeah.
I mean,
it's the best campground ever. It was amazing.
I mean, to me, my favorite moment was... In the park, remember the first day, I think everybody took some of the guys, some of the different groups, we split up in different groups, right? People took everybody to the park, right? And we taught everybody how to play.
Mm-hmm.
And from that moment forward, we realized that we were with a group of guys that wanted to learn how to play because to tell you the truth, and you just hit it right on the button, life is so boring mm-hmm. unless you decide to make it fun.
Exactly.
And most people don't make life like camp. And we made it like camp. I remember when we were going up and down, and for those of you familiar with London, the underground is like 17 miles down below. I mean, you're literally going into some cavernous world. I mean, the Brits had it right a long time ago. If a bomb is ever dropped, go to the underground because nobody will feel it unless the bomb is in the underground. So one of the exercises we did, which is always my favorite exercise to get guys out of their comfort zone, is the hello exercise.
Oh, I love that.
As you know, being a woman, a simple hello and a smile will melt you every single time. So we were going up, and I looked at the first guy, and I said, here's the deal. You're leading our group, okay? You're going to go up the up escalator. And these escalators take 5 minutes a pop. I mean, they're slow and long.
Mm-hmm.
I want you to say hello to every single person that comes up that escalator. Every person. And the next guy goes, what do I do? I said, you hello, say hello also. So we become a hello line. Hello, 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 hello. So the first guy
But you were saying it more like, say hello,
hello. You're not going to get back in the moment. Hello. So the guy first goes, hello, and then somebody goes, hello, and we have this on video if you guys want to see it. And people start high-fiving, and there's funny, there's a black woman and this brunette, and they both look like they stepped off the pages of a fashion magazine.
Yeah, they were hot. They were very, very hot.
And they were dying. They were grabbing the hands. They were smiling. But that's what this is about. It's about
breaking out of your shell and living in your own world. It's really interesting because, you know, I'm a coach. I coach people. And so for me, sometimes I need to also go be coached and dump my shit on somebody. So the woman that I'm working with right now, she actually gave me, before I came on this boot camp, she said to me, your happy place is summer camp. Live your life like it's summer camp. If you want to offer something, offer it. Offer a dinner like it's a cookout. Offer going to the mall as if it's some sort of, you know, day trip that you're taking at summer camp. So that's the way that I am looking at life. So the fact that I happened to, the next week after she said this to me, go on your boot camp and have that experience, I was like, oh my God, it's exactly what I need to be doing right now. So it was a perfect fit for me. So that experience right there of just our group being in our own world and pulling other people into it felt absolutely amazing. Like, I love being a part of that group. I felt cool. I felt like I was in the cool club in that moment. Because some of the girls were even, like, going around to come back up on the escalator to follow us. I thought it was insane. I knew that was going to happen, but it was absolutely amazing for most of these guys who never experienced anything like that. I think it was, like, a huge eye-opener for them.
I think nobody's experienced anything like this because everybody's taught to live life within rules. And I think that's very interesting when person you're working says, go to your happy place. A lot of these guys don't have a happy place anymore. And it's not a knock on who you are as a person, okay? It's just that a lot of you don't know your happy place. You go out on a Friday night, and your happy place you think is a bar because you think that that's the thing to do, when in reality, you don't enjoy it.
Right.
And when you're out doing other things, you're happy, but you're not showing it on the outside. You're not turning life into a giant party. And that's always been my big MO. I've always ran boot camps that way. I look at guys when we start a boot camp and I tell them one thing. I said, you're spending a weekend with me. I said, I don't have boring weekends. I can't stand boring weekends. I can't stand doing things I don't want to do. So we're going to play and we're going to have fun and we're going to use this city as our playground, as our adult playground. And that's how I kind of look at it too. We're going to go on swings if we want. We're going to go into stores and we're going to talk to people. We're going to try on clothes and put on a fashion show so the entire store notices us. We're going to walk into a restaurant and everybody's going to have their heads turned and want to sit down and talk to us. We're going to play music even though we don't have an instrument on the street if we feel like it.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to party our asses off. We're going to do it without alcohol and without spending really any money, because we didn't spend any money except for a little bit of food. No money. And we're going to teach, and this is something I've always believed in. You are the party, whether you're going to be whether you're going to be the star of the party or you're going to be the guy sitting in the corner with a dunce cap on, it's your choice.
Yeah.
And we did. We went everywhere and we rocked that city. I mean, it was to the point of, it was ridiculous how much we controlled everything in that city. So it's funny. Your happy place is camp. My happy place is the playground, because I truly believe there's like this, like when I go to Whole Foods, I used to go to Whole Foods on a Friday night instead of going out. And for those of you in Toronto that don't know, you know, Toronto.
No, there's a Whole Foods.
Yeah, for those of you outside the country, there's a Whole Foods now. But to me, it's like, that was my happy place. Why? I got good food. There was always good looking women there. You know, there was always, you know, good music playing in the background. I mean, there was so much to me that was happy.
Mm-hmm.
And a bar to me, there was loud music. It was irritating. People were drunk. They had bad breath. You know, there was guys looking at women like a bunch of wolves. There were women texting on their phones. I had to compete with all this crap that I didn't need to. So I'd go to my happy place.
Mm-hmm.
And in my happy place, I'm an expert. Because if you think about it, you're an expert in your happy place. So I would go there and I'd meet more women on a Friday night at Whole Foods when all my friends would be out there spending. And I'd spend, what, $13 on the salad bar? They'd spend $150, $200, because we live in Los Angeles, from New York City. And I'd always go to sleep happy that night, smile on my face, met a beautiful woman, had a great time. And that's what life's about. It's about finding your happy place. And it's so cool the way you put that, because to me, summer camp wasn't exactly happy to me. It was more of a challenge.
Yeah.
So I think I kind of like combine like your summer camp idea, because it's a challenge, with, you know, the playground. I'm always into playing. I mean, that's the enthusiasm. I remember you and I talked about, you know, when we were coaching Jason that night, right? And you kept telling Jason, look at him. Look how much fun he has. And we were sitting in a restaurant, and I was having a blast.
From school. From school,
he comes over. He's smiling left and right, you know. And he was, like, the most popular guy in my high school. And he walked up to me like I was, like, you know, King David almost, yeah. you know, because I was smiling. I
mean, because you're having a blast. If you're having a blast, people around you are going to. And if they're not having fun, then you just say, like, fuck it, I don't care. I'm still having a really good time. Because I even noticed that yesterday, a friend of mine from high school was in town. And when I was in high school, I was the most, like, shy girl ever, complete social anxiety. I had a stroke when I was 20. So because of social anxiety. And I haven't seen her in a really long time. And we were walking on the boardwalk. And it was two other girls as well who I kind of knew in high school but didn't go to high school with. And I felt like you in that moment, but I was in control. I was the celebrity in that moment. I was making everybody else have a really great time because I was enjoying whatever was around me. And they got into their little moods for split moments, but I still walked like I was having the best time ever. Like I was at summer camp. Like I was in the playground. I was being playful. I was playing with other people around me and they jumped on board. And I actually could feel them being more attracted to me in that moment. And I was more attracted to myself as well. I was happy. You know? See,
there's the key right there.
Yeah.
I mean, the fact is, it's like, think about misery. Self-misery does nothing but cause misery for other people.
Yeah.
Because when you walk around beaten up, when you walk around beating yourself up, and you caused yourself a stroke by beating yourself up, I caused myself stomach pains.
Yeah.
I mean, we all do something physical to ourselves. I mean, to me, I would be so pissed off about things not going my way when it came down to meeting women when I was at the ripe old age of 18, 19, and 20. That I caused myself to have a nickname. My nickname was DD. It was Diarrhea Dave, okay?
Really?
So, oh, yeah. So I could not, if I went out at night, I would think to myself, God, I hope I don't have a stomachache tonight. Because I was the guy that, you know,
I would do that too.
Yeah, I was the guy literally that I'd go to a party or go to a bar, lock myself in the bathroom and be in there for 45 minutes. Because when you're shitting out everything that you ate the last 3 days, it's not exactly the quickest process.
No, it's not.
And it's embarrassing. You leave that bathroom and it just, you know, you feel so bad for anybody who went in after the fact. But it was all, and I would write about it. I remember I was journaling a lot when I was 18 to 20. Actually, 18 to 26, I journaled a lot.
Yeah.
And I said, I'm actually melting from the inside out. I actually believe that. I believe that I was beating myself up so bad because I was always so caught up in, even though I was successful with women, I wasn't as successful as I wanted to be. I wasn't getting what I wanted to have, right? So
right.
I would just push myself so far. I was always so upset about, like, you know, my friends had these careers and I was basically, you know, trying to figure out what I was all about. So I was just internalizing everything and not having, even though I was having fun, or what appeared to be a lot of fun, I still had so much inner turmoil constantly
right.
that, because I wanted it now. And of course, now looking back, you know, being in the ripe old age of the 40s somewhere north of, you know, I realized that everything was happening for a reason at the pace it was supposed to happen. And I wish I would have found the older version of myself. I wish I spent a weekend at boot camp or summer camp and learned everything. But I had to teach myself all this, and I had to stop beating myself from the inside out. And I know a lot of you guys have come to me with, you know, a lot of internal issues, you know, a lot of things that you're sweating too much, you're nervous, your lip quivers, okay? You can't, you know, you lose weight, you know, when you're stressed out, whatever it is. It's all because you're beating yourself up so much because you don't have something that's so important to you handled.
Mm-hmm.
And let me tell you something. To me, being single is a gift. It's the greatest thing in the entire world. Think about it. You got no responsibility at all.
Mm-hmm.
You have no commitment at all.
Answering to no one.
You answer to nobody. Mm-hmm. You don't have to go and clean anything up. You're not on diaper patrol. You're not on any patrol of any kind. And the fact is, you have the opportunity to go out there and meet the most spectacular, amazing person for yourself. The only problem is you can't get out of your own way. That's what
mm-hmm.
a lot of guys can't do.
Mm-hmm.
And this stress that they bring with it because they so want it. Like, you know, you've had guys, too, that have emailed you and that you've coached. And they say, God, I really want to be married. I really want to meet somebody, right? And it's like that energy is like, oh, God, you can.
Yeah.
You can hear them like...
I can hear it through the email where it's like, just, it weighs me down on the other side because they'll throw in certain words and like certain stories that they're telling themselves that are really negative stories because they'll appear to be so positive, but then they'll keep slipping in negative things throughout it. So while I'm reading it, like, I can feel my energy being sucked out. I can feel exactly what they're experiencing. So that's why I know how to help them when I actually talk to them. But it's, yeah, but it's hard for a lot of people. They do. They beat themselves up day in and day out. And when they want to approach somebody, there's, like, a whole process there where they beat themselves up about, what do they say? Am I going to say the right thing? How do I break into conversation? What if she's not interested in me? What if I'm interrupting her? There's all these things that are constantly going on inside of their head that are stopping them from getting everything they want. And I think the difference between these people, the guys that we work with, and you and I, is that all of that's kind of eliminated because it's our playground. So everything is in front of us to grab. We can have whatever we want because we ask for it or we go after it, and we don't see limitations in our way.
No rules.
Yeah, no rules.
Yeah, there are no
Which
rules.
Was the rule yeah. of the boot camp that we were on, that there were no rules.
No rules.
Yeah. I was going to tell a story about, I won't say his name, but one of the guys that was on the boot camp was amazing. Like, the warmest guy ever. Successful doctor. And we were sitting at dinner, and he said to me, "Oh, Marcus." He was talking about Marcus, the other coach. He's like, "Oh, Marcus is so cool. He just does whatever he wants. And he's a fun coach, so his job is to have fun." And he said, he's like, "I wish I could pull down my trousers the way that Marcus did in the middle of, you know, Oxford Circus." And I'm like, "Well, you can do it right now." And he's like, "Well, let's wait till after dinner just in case they kick us out. I want to eat my meal."
And no booze either.
Yeah, and no booze, okay? None of us were drinking at all. And so at the end of the meal, he stood up and said, "I'm about to lose my dignity." And he pulled his trousers down and walked out of the restaurant. He had to go upstairs as well. One thing, nobody looked at him. Nobody at all was actually paying attention until the very end, where there was a group of women sitting at a table who stood up and gave him a standing ovation and were, like, cheering for him as he walked out of the restaurant. And he felt so liberated once he got outside. He's like, "That was the best thing I've ever done." And the next day he showed up, and it's like there was this weight that was lifted from him because he realized there are no rules. You can do whatever you want as long as you're not hurting, manipulating, or being dishonest. It's fair play.
Do you know, he emailed me today, a short email from his phone. I guess he got off work.
Yeah.
It's an emergency room doc. And he's so cool. He says to me, he says, "The voice inside my head has been replaced by you. Is that okay?"
Aww.
And I wrote him back and I said, "As long as you keep me out of the emergency room." Because yeah. The voice inside my head in the emergency room will be one that's a panic. I don't like blood. I don't like guts. And I don't really like to stitch things up, right? So, but it's the truth. It's replacing that voice, that tape recorder that's going off in your head, because all of you have a tape recorder that's going in your head. It's a consistent tape recorder. It could be this: "I don't know what to say. I don't know what to say. I don't know what to say. She doesn't look like she's interested. She doesn't look like she's interested. She doesn't look like she wants to be bothered. She doesn't look like she's bothered. I don't look good today. I got to lose some weight. I got to lose some weight. Man, I don't like the way I feel today. I don't like the way I feel today." You know?
Yeah.
It's just an internal tape recorder that keeps going and going and going and going. And going. And my tape recorder is this, which is really interesting because we talked about tape recorders, you know, when we were, you know, that night. My tape recorder is this: "Man, I can't wait for this weekend coming up. I can't wait to go hang out with a bunch of new guys, have a blast, teach them everything I possibly have learned in my entire life on this planet, mm-hmm. give them the best time of their life and teach them how to be the life of the party. I want them to be the most social social men that they can possibly be, and teach them the art of attracting women so women come and look at them and notice them instead of them chasing women. And all I think about is how much fun this entire weekend is going to be." And every single thing that I do, from when we go to Borough Market and Spitalfields Market and clothing stores and just walking the streets, everything we did was fun because that's my tape recorder in my head.
Right.
My tape recorder is fun, 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 fun.
But how do you get that tape? Like, how do you get that tape to play? Because I know things that I tell to my clients to practice getting that tape in their head. Because at first, you can't just suddenly say, "Okay, now I'm putting in a new tape." You could if you were that strong, but it's still going to take practice over time. But how do you go from being the 18 to 26-year-old who has, like, diarrhea constantly and is journaling?
Melting.
the melting. To this guy who has a positive outlook on life.
It's called working on it, not looking for the magic pill. You know, the problem is, and you know this, and we've talked about this, a lot of people feel like there's a magic pill. Take two pickup pills in the morning and call me, you know, by 12 o'clock, you're going to be able to say anything you want to any single woman, and they're going to melt, right? Take two more pills later on that afternoon, and you're going to be able to continue that throughout the entire night. Bottom line is that if somebody's willing to commit to themselves, do the necessary work, and the work is not hard work. Yeah. I mean, as you know, we can transform somebody in a weekend. It's not hard work. It's just accepting it. accepting what we say and accepting and trusting it and then allowing us to show you a different way. That's all it really comes down to. There is no, that's the magic formula. Because I always tell people all the time, you're going to come to me, I know you're going to have some PUA lingo in there, I know you're going to study some pickup stuff, you know, I know you got some issues and stuff like that, great, wonderful, I don't care. I mean, that's like, you know, I'm like that. That's in the past, who gives, I don't really care anymore, right? I don't really care.
Whatever you needed before, fine.
Yeah, yeah. Mary Sue Moffat broke your heart 14 years ago and you can't sing up Blueberry Hill. Remember Happy Days, right?
Yeah.
You know, you can't sing your way up Blueberry Hill anymore. It doesn't make a difference. What I care about is right now where you are right now, because that's all I'm seeing. I see somebody for who they are right there in that present moment. So I see somebody as a winner. I don't see people as losers. I don't see people as anything but winners. So really what we do, and which is something I've been doing for my whole life in coaching, is move you forward from that point forward. You want to go and figure out why your dad didn't pick your toenails as a kid? Go to a therapist, okay? I don't care. I'm going to show you how to have fun. Mm-hmm. And the fact is, once you've experienced fun, you're able to go and really, you know, if you spend 48 hours, you know, doing this, and you come to a boot camp, and you have a blast, you know what it's like to have fun. You're able to go move forward. Remember Jason?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Jason texted me. I'm going to share this text, okay, because this I think you're going to love. And I was going to forward it to you the other day because Marty helped me coach this guy, Jason, and he's amazing, okay? Here's Jason, okay? Jason and I talked the other day, and Jason said two things to me. One, I'll tell you now. The other one, I'll tell you on this email, right? Jason was out looking great in his new clothes, feeling really good.
He looked good.
Yeah, he used to be, you know, he's 5'5 and bald, you know, and, like, he used that as every single excuse. I mean, every excuse imaginable, right? So he looks great. He was out with a friend and his girlfriend, a friend and his friend's girlfriend, and their friend. And all of a sudden, at the end of it, you know, the end of the night, he went to go talk to some women that were at the bar. And the woman's friend turns to him and says, "Man, your friend Jason's got some serious game." Now, no one's ever said that about him.
Really?
And he feels unbelievable. Now, listen to this one. "David, it's Jason. Let me know when you're available to speak. I got another phone number last night at 11:30 p.m. The girl, Maria, that I met on Thursday night and I didn't remember, texted me. We hung out for a couple hours, and I hooked up. The strategy is working." So
I love that.
Yeah, he's finally allowing.
The word strategy, but yeah. I like most of it.
Yeah, the word strategy sucked and stuff, but the fact is that he finally decided he was going to let go. Mm-hmm. He finally decided he was going to have fun, and now he's learning. It's like he's got game. Do you know what that's like? Imagine. Imagine spending 48 hours being coached, dropping all your defenses and fears, and the following week going out with a bunch of friends that haven't seen you in a while, and one of them comes over to you and says, "Damn, you got game." We all love it. We're men. We like to be validated. You know?
Yeah, I would like that too. I'm a woman. Oh. I would love it. It's amazing.
So I wanted to share that with you. And then I wanted to share another one with you. The other doctor who was at the boot camp emailed me the other day.
Yeah.
And he says to me, he goes, "I had my first MILF experience."
I know, I saw that.
Oh, yeah, you saw that?
Yeah,
you saw that, yeah. And he's like, he goes, he wrote me a private message. He goes, "Man," he goes, "that was fun." He says, "And I can't believe," he says, "I got two more dates set up." I mean,
he's adorable. He should be having two more dates set up.
Oh, he's Hugh Grant.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, he's got that charm and that charisma and that whole bumbly, you know, kind of smile and attitude. But this life is available for anybody. I mean, anybody. But the fact is that guys, they don't want to, you know, it's like they'd rather sit in misery, you know, and it's like they'd rather be cheap with themselves is what I always call it. You know, there's something I learned a long time ago, and I think you and I grew up the same way. If you're cheap with yourself, you never get what you want.
Mm-hmm.
Take care of yourself first. Spoil yourself first. And make sure that you are 100% happy. And all of a sudden, life starts working out for you. I mean, how many guys that I know, Jason, for instance, wanted to do coaching 8 months ago. He called me in November before he finally came in May.
Really?
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. 8 months he waited. He made every excuse in the book. He was like, "Oh, man, I just had a decorator do my house. Business is slow during the holiday." I mean, he's successful.
Yeah.
You know, he made every excuse in the book, canceled at the very last minute, and then all of a sudden, you know, say, "I'm not going to do it. Forget about it," right? Then all of a sudden calls me 6 months later and says, "I want to do it again." Canceled again. I got on the phone with him and said, "Stop." I said, "Stop making it about the money." I said, "You have the money. It's like, what are your fears? What's preventing you from living this life? What happens if you come and everything that I promise you is 100% true? Then how are you going to feel?" He goes, "Amazing." I said, "Well, then just come. Keep that open mind."
Yeah, exactly.
So I always learned that. I learned that from an ex of mine. You know, we spent 6 years together. She says, never be cheap with yourself.
I like that.
So since that day, if I want something, I buy it. Now, of course, I'm not going to go into debt for it, you know, but if I want something, I spoil myself. You know, I do rehab every day on my back. My back's been bothering me. It costs me money and time and everything else, but I do it every day because I know that I need the foundation. I have to pay people for a foundation to learn how to do things, and I've never been cheap with myself since that day, and my life has never been happier.
That's a really good point to make, because there are certain times in the past where I've definitely been cheap with myself, where I've limited myself from having experiences. Well, also, I'm a woman, so I want to take care of other people first. And it snuck up on me, but it really ended up hurting me. And that has been my new motto as well. Like, no, I have to take care of myself first. I'm allowed to be selfish as long as I still give to others. And I didn't understand that before. I thought if you're selfish, you're just selfish across the board. So I tried to go as far to the other extreme not to be selfish. But I totally
you did it here. Statement. You and I worked together. I decided, like, I had a client. I just wanted to see what your coaching was about. You know, I was curious. We've been friends for a while. I was like, you know what? I can always use an extra person I can lean on in LA, you know, because I kind of cleaned the house and nobody resonated with me anymore. You know, Shogo's based on the East Coast. So I was really like, let me see what it's about. And then you and I went out, we had a good time with them. We just sat, we had dinner, you know, we talked, right? And then you emailed me and you took a leap, right? You basically said to me, I want to coach your boot camp. I said, I've already hired people for it. You go, I don't care. I'll pay my own way. I just want to be there.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
I just want to be there. I want to learn. I want to, and you did. You pushed yourself. You pushed yourself out the door. You got a fare last minute. You know, you were able to maneuver that. You know, you probably paid less than I did, and I bought it a month and a half before that. I mean, but you worked it, you know, and that to me is like a big commitment. You went, you didn't care what expenses it would run you over there and stuff. You were staying with your sister. You didn't give a shit at all, because to you, you were investing in your future, because you knew that this would help you.
Yeah.
You knew that this would teach you things. You knew that you and I can do things together in the future. And you were there basically saying, you know what, I'm going to come, I'm going to kick some ass. And you know what, at the end of this, you and I are going to do something. And I know we will. And that's a go-getter. And that's the type of people that I always want to, you know, be with. And I don't like non-doers. I mean, to me, I have no time, no patience for people that don't want to do. I don't really respect people. I mean, you know, people here listening right now thinking, I want a piece of that, right? And then, you know, there are people that will do and there are people that will don't. If you're a don'ter, I said, I don't even want to get to know you anyway,
right?
Because there's no point, because your energy is going to bring me down. You're not going to believe in it anyway, and you don't believe in yourself. And the fact is, you're just going to spend your entire life as a don'ter. I love that term, a don'ter.
A don'ter, done.
But yeah, you really did. That was a big step for you to just say, screw this. I'm going to go give it my all, and I'm going to have a blast. And it's something that I tell people all the time. Find somebody that's doing what you love, even if you're doing the same thing, and go and learn from them. Because it's amazing. Find somebody, especially you guys listening right now, you know, you want to be amazing with women. You want to have an amazing lifestyle. You want to enjoy every single day. Find somebody who can teach you that.
Yeah, so you can see what it looks like.
See how it feels.
And then don't be competitive with it and be guarded towards it. Be like, oh, he has this, this, and this. I don't have these things, so I'm never going to be able to be him. Somebody gave me really good advice a few months ago and said, if there's something that you don't know how to do that you want to do, start teaching it. And that's how you figure it out. You start teaching yourself, and you start teaching other people, which is what we said to Jason as well. We're like, okay, you're going to run your own boot camps, or you're going to have your own group that you form.
He's coming. No, he's coming to my New York boot camp.
I love it.
Yeah, he's coming to my New York boot camp, and he's going to be there, and he's going to help out.
Good. Well, now he knows, and now he can tell stories of his own that can help motivate these guys
to
understanding what can happen.
I did it with Mo the last day. You know, I mean, the last day of the boot camp, this guy Mo is amazing. I mean, my God. I mean, you walk into a room. I mean, it's like I instantly talked to him on the phone. I couldn't wait to coach him.
Yeah.
Because I knew coaching him would be the most amazing experience in the world, because he's such a great guy. And he knew I'd be able to bring out what was missing in his life. So I did. I brought him along. Like, I had a private client. I brought him along with the client, and it was amazing. It put him in a whole different light, and he realized, well, wait a second, everything that these guys taught us, and he, you know, he resonated with you and I, and that was about it. Because everything that, you know, that Marty and David taught me, he put into practice being by my side. He was my assistant. And this is a guy that runs one of the biggest companies on the internet in his field. I mean, so, you know, you're talking mega successful. And he got stripped down to the core. He took himself and he put himself out there and he did fun things and crazy things. And it's like, it's such a powerful thing to be able to do that. It's like a challenge I have for all you guys. It's like, it's the summertime, man. It's like, I know the excuses are coming right now. I can feel them. I hear them every single summer. Oh, man, this sounds great. You know what? I'd love to go do a boot camp with you guys or come to summer camp with you guys. But you know what? I got this great summer planned out on the lake. And you know, I'm going to go to the shore one weekend. And, you know, miracle's going to happen. Just women are just going to come. Bullshit. It's the same result you're going to get. You're just taking yourself to a different place.
Yeah.
And the summer is just not going to deliver what hasn't been delivered in the spring or the winter. It's just because the weather's nicer. You know, I always love the term, the weather's nicer, the women are friendlier. No, they're not. The women are friendlier, the women are nicer, the guys that know how to go over there and
exactly,
create attraction.
Exactly.
Right? And stake claim. It's like, my God, it's just, you know, it's like, it's not raining, you know, women, you know, into your front yard because it's summertime. It's like, they're looking for that confident, strong guy that's going to grab them, especially in the summertime, you know.
Yeah, and there's more of them out there. Yes, that's true. They're not hibernating inside of their homes, but it doesn't mean that you are any different. And so that's what we're talking about, is them actually taking the steps to make the necessary changes. So I wanted to talk to you about doing another boot camp.
Ooh. You know, I love boot camps.
I know, so do I. I want to go back to summer camp. And now it's the summer, so we can properly do it.
It's interesting that it's summer right now, you know, and it's funny. It's like a year ago, boot camps to me weren't as fun as they are now. And all of a sudden, I woke up and I realized, you know, there's just nobody who does them really well. You know, and I was like, thought to myself, oh, I do them well. I said, let me go back to summer camp again. So ever since I had that, you know, it's funny, I've done this for 14 years. So you have to always, like, motivate yourself,
right? Yeah,
exactly. Right,
you need something to get going.
You know, so I really motivate. So now I'm thinking to myself, let's do another summer camp. Now the question is, where should we do summer camp?
Well, selfishly, I'm probably going to say Canada because I'm Canadian. But there's other places I'd like to go to. But you're going to New York already.
I'm going to New York already. I mean, the fact is, it's, you know, unless some guys want to join the New York one and you want to join that one, I mean, we can certainly... let's put it out there, okay? I got a boot camp June 10th in New York. So anybody on Marnie's list who wants to come to that boot camp, and it only takes, you know, one or two people to get you there, right? So if you guys want to come to that boot camp, I got a couple of slots left, and it'll be great to have Marnie work the boot camp and have fun. So that's the weekend.
Now you're getting me last minute with tickets again.
Yeah, that's the weekend of June 10th. But let's see. A lot of guys can't plan that. But I'm going to put it out there, okay? And let's see. So when you hear this and you want to go to that boot camp, send Marnie an email or send myself an email, you know, or send me an email. It doesn't make a difference, okay? And just go, I really want to come to the boot camp with you guys, okay? I heard you guys on the podcast, and I really want to do this, okay? So we'll put the New York one out there, but I know guys got a plan, and there's not a lot of last-minute people, even though the Brits, well, let me tell you something, you American, the Canadians, okay? I got probably four or five Brits the final week of that boot camp, okay? So,
really?
Yeah, because the Europeans are like... they make a decision they want to go.
No, same with me. I put it out there that I was coming, and I had seven people sign up to coach with me independently. I was actually very surprised.
Oh, yeah, you can, yeah. I mean, they will do that because they are – it's a different mentality. It's like – it seems like us Americans, we like to think about things forever. We want to think about stuff forever and ever and ever, and then we finally do it 6 months later. So
yeah, if we do it.
I like the idea of Toronto. I know Canadian guys are listening right now going, come on, Toronto.
I would love Toronto. I'm from Toronto, so that would be fantastic.
But I'm going to throw a curveball in there, okay? Either Toronto or Dallas.
Dallas?
Yeah.
What about Austin, then?
We could do Austin.
Austin would be awesome.
We could do Austin, but
It'd
just...
be super hot in the summer, though.
I have a feeling, you know, I get a lot of emails from Texas guys, and I'm sure you do, too, you know?
Me,
and,
too.
Well, then there's Chicago, also. Now everybody's thinking, like, ooh, you know, I mean, Chicago, there's nothing... You know what? Sorry, Texas, okay? Maybe we'll do Texas in the fall, okay?
Okay.
When the weather's calmed down.
I'm in for Chicago or Toronto.
I'm in for Chicago and Toronto. Let's do it this way, okay?
Okay.
Get the calendar out. What do we think? I've got to go to New York. Let's give these guys, let's do it sometime in July. Let's give them some time to, you know, plan it out. They got to plan stuff out, get time off from work, right?
Right.
So maybe we're talking mid-July, right?
So July 15th.
July 15th, July 22nd, 29th. I'm doing a seminar in New York. Don't want to do that. Let's do July 15th.
Okay.
Okay, so let's do July 15th, and let's put it out there as Toronto / Chicago. Because to tell you the truth, if we decide to make it in Toronto, Chicago guys can fly there in what?
An hour and a half.
Hour and a half,
and
right?
It's $200, yeah.
Yeah, it's $200 is cheap. And not only that, guys always split hotel rooms, so right. That's not an excuse either, okay? I could care less. Both those cities are amazing to me. So let's just put it out there. Let's have a boot camp the weekend of July the 15th. And I'd say, really, let's just let majority rule. I mean, it's like, the way I look at it this way, it's like, you guys want to do this and you guys are committed, you get those emails to Marnie or get them to myself immediately.
Yeah, and let us know.
Because the fact is, I'm going to go, I'd say we go on the first five guys, okay? And I say if it's 4-1 ratio Chicago, 3-2 Chicago, we'll make it Chicago. We'll tell the Toronto guys to come down to Chicago. They'll have no excuses to come down there. It's a quick plane ride. Boot camp doesn't start till Friday late in the afternoon anyway, so, early evening, so they'll have plenty of time to get down there. Personally, I prefer Toronto because I haven't been.
Okay, and I'll show you around.
Yeah, I'd love to see it. So
I actually don't even know it anymore because I don't live there, but still.
I think it'll be a blast. So let's do it this way, okay? First five guys to hit us get to pick the location because then we'll do the follow-up where the location's going to be. So it's a boot camp, and rules of the boot camp are pretty simple. You come with a recorder. You come with a video camera. You come with anything you can because everything is yours to take home. I truly believe that every conversation should be recorded. Every coaching conversation should be recorded.
Yeah.
We will videotape your body language. We'll videotape everything. For those of you who don't know what the format of a boot camp is, it's real simple. Friday night is one of the most intense mind sessions you'll ever go through. Every client that comes to a boot camp gets a 6-page client profile. Once that's filled out, Marnie and I will look at it, and we'll decide what the topic of that conversation will be that Friday night. We'll do some role-playing, too. Role-playing is fantastic. We'll get an idea of how you flirt and what level you're at. Then what we'll do is we'll break you down into groups. You'll have partners for the entire weekend, okay? Usually it'll probably be myself and Marnie and maybe another coach there, okay? And we'll probably have three groups of 3.5. I don't know what the half person's going to be like.
I don't know either.
But maybe we'll have three groups of 3.5. But what I want to do, okay, is what we do with that. We read the client profile. We see where you're at. And that way, the whole boot camp, because I never believe one size fits all at the boot camp. When you are being coached in your group, you're going to be with like-minded guys. So if there are a few guys that are beginners, okay, that's cool. You'll be with the other beginners. But there are always some guys that are advanced. The advanced don't mix well with the beginners because I want the advanced guys to have that advanced experience the entire weekend. I don't want them getting out of that advanced experience. The beginners, right. They can stay in the beginner land the entire time. We can take them through the process, right? But each boot camp is custom tailored to the people that come to that boot camp, okay? Saturday and Sunday is pure mayhem. We get together about 10:30 in the morning. We don't break till midnight. On Saturday, it's almost 14 and a half hours in the field. We go all over the city. We go in and out of stores. We go to markets. We go to fairs. We go anywhere there possibly is. We go see music festivals. I mean, we are out there playing, having fun, attracting and meeting people. Sunday, we find out the same exact thing. We find out what's cool and what's happening that day on Sunday, and we go to it. It is an amazing adventure. It starts Friday night, roughly about 6 o'clock, and goes till Saturday night at 6. It's 48 hours of just pure, incredible fun. The price, I'm not telling you, because I don't want any of you to think that you can't afford it, and you can afford it. The price is nothing compared to what you're going to get out of it. But I will tell you one thing about the price. You don't have to pay for this thing until you get there. Basically, you need to put down a deposit. It's $500 U.S. to secure your slot. Once you secure your slot, I will send you one of my amazing programs, the client profile. Marnie will send you some free stuff also, and the boot camp will begin. There's also a program after the boot camp for those of you guys that think to yourself, oh my God, what am I going to do after the boot camp? What am I going to do after the boot camp? How am I going to stay on momentum? We create a Facebook page for you guys where you have your own Facebook group based on the boot camp, either Toronto / Chicago, July boot camp 2011. You get to work with one of my coaches for the next 30 days after that. He gives you journal entries. He gives you a lot of tasks, a lot of things. You get an email once a week. And there's a phone call, follow-up phone call with Marnie and myself 2 weeks later where we do a 2-hour teleseminar, getting the whole group back together again and just really going through some of this stuff. You leave with an action plan. You leave knowing what to do. And you leave an incredible success with women. Did I forget anything?
I don't think so. I wasn't part of a lot of that, but that's amazing. That's a lot.
It's a lot.
That's a lot, but it's wonderful. It's a wonderful experience. You're giving them a full package rather than just saying, okay, here's 3 days. I'm going to show you shit. It's going to be awesome. But then, like, go do it yourself afterwards. You're actually giving them a full month of follow-up, which I didn't realize that you did. So,
yeah, I don't want these guys left. I want everybody to come. That's my motto. It's like, you can go look at any other boot camp out there in the world, and every other boot camp is one size fits all, right? With me, it's like, all I want to do is give you the individual experience that you want. That's why that 6-page client profile is there, because I want each of you to have that experience. I want each of you to come and get what you're looking for, right? And everybody does. The way I've been doing this for so long, everybody gets exactly what they're looking for because it's catered to them. Granted, we go to the same locations and stuff, you know, and I've got a formula that comes down to that, but the experience that each person has is different. Not only that, the guys that you meet in your group, you'll be friends for lifetime.
Yeah.
I mean, you really will, because you're like-minded guys. You're running with guys that want to improve, that aren't looking to weigh you down, that aren't looking to suck your energy and stuff like that. They're very supportive. It's an extremely supportive weekend. It really is. So if you want to do this, these things sell out fast all the time. I mean, you know, no ifs, ands, and buts. We don't do them in Canada or Chicago that often. I've never done one in Chicago or Canada, just to give you an idea. So when this thing is released, and we'll release it first, we'll give Marnie's, you know, we'll give your list preferential treatment in the beginning before I send it out to my masses, okay? And I got, you know, lots of people on my list that would probably be very hungry for this because I get a lot of emails for it. So we'll give your guys about a 48-hour head start.
Thank you.
All right, so all of you on Marnie's list right now, you got a 48-hour head start to decide if you want to do this boot camp. Any questions? Ask Marnie, you know, send Marnie an email. So you can send me, and Marnie can forward the email to me, CC on it.
Yeah.
If you want to speak to one of us on the phone and go over some of the stuff about the boot camp or how this will benefit you, or, you know, if you're a perfect fit for the boot camp, let us know. We'll set up a 3-way Skype call with you guys and we'll go through the process with you. So if you're interested and you want to do this, send that email immediately.
Yeah.
Immediately. And like I said, you got to put a deposit down, $500. The balance will be paid when that boot camp is kicking off and rolling. Okay, that's it. Nothing else to add.
No, nothing else. Nice. Thank you for coming over to my home, making fun of it, and
I didn't make fun of it.
I'm just
very
joking.
Very cozy. I mean, I'm staring at an '80s door lock.
It's
know?
Awesome. It's like, I feel very protected.
Yeah, you're very protected in here. I got to tell you. I look around Buddha behind you. Very protective. I like the artwork and stuff.
Thanks.
And that shirt is very in now. It's called the updated stripe look. I almost bought one. Yeah, I almost bought a striped shirt like that in Munich.
Oh, really?
Yeah, but I didn't.
Oh, who knew I was so in fashion? All right, well, I like that.
Marnie is a fashionista.
I am. You should have seen me in London. I was very fashionable over there.
You were? No, you look good. You had the raincoat, that little cute little coat you had on, you know, and you had the pants. And I remember they were like these tan khaki pants or something.
Yeah,
they
kind of
had a little
above
roll
my
up.
Belly button.
Yes, it was a belly above the belly button, not mommy pants.
No,
okay.
They were so sexy.
They were hot.
Cute.
They were. The guys loved you.
I know.
Yeah, they all had crushes on you. All right, so
anyway.
We will see you in Torago.
Perfect. Okay, again, email me, email David. Let us know, Chicago or Toronto. Thank you for being here.